Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
44146.
44146. All right, and what was the first and last name?
Doris Meeks.
Give one moment, please.
Okay.
Until I'm on
them. Okay.
All right. Do you have an account with us?
It's a long story, but anyway, they've deducted money out of my account. I was going to get this watch or evil trainer, and then at a fantastic price. And then when I did give my information to them, and then they raised the price up on me, and I told them I did not want the merchandise. So I never got anything, but they have taken money out of my account on four different occasions. So that's what they were talking about as far as putting money back into my account. But I have the email here, but they're only putting part, they have not made it whole yet. They took four debits of $24.99 out. They did send me one before when I called them the last time, and now they're sending me another one, but there are still two other $24.99s that are not made whole. Do you understand what I'm saying?
All right, so you're being charged, and you're trying to see exactly what it is.
I'm being charged. I know what they say it is, but I never got anything, and I should be getting my total refund because I never participated or had. They never sent me anything, and so I have nothing. And yet they took four amounts of $24.99 out. They sent one back. Now they say they're sending another one back after I called yesterday, but that leaves two amounts of $24.99 each that are unaccounted for.
All right,
do you
what's
see
your
my
phone
name
number?
There? My home number is 440. I don't know if you have my home or my cell. I'll give you my cell number. 216-346-5561.
All right, one moment. All right. So that phone, okay, repeat that phone number again. I think I missed something.
216-346-5561.
Okay, and how much was charged?
On four different occasions. On October 1st, they took out $24.99.
Uh-huh.
In November, they took out $24.99. In January, on the, was it the 1st or the 2nd, they took out $24.99. And at the end of December, they also took another $24.99. So there were four withdrawals of $24.99. And one, after I called, they returned $24.99 back, one of them. Now I called yesterday, they're returning another one. But that still leaves two more that they have not sent back.
All right. So you already spoke with someone. Because I'm not pulling up anything.
Well, they
I'm
said
not even
something
showing
about
that you called. Do you have another phone number that you could have called? You have another phone number?
You can look at 44. They said that I can call to reactivate, but I was never activated in the first place. They just took my money. My other phone number is 440-232-6490.
Would you love one moment?
Okay.
All right. Do you have an order number?
The transaction ID is 224458.
All right. What's the first, sixth, and last four digits of the card?
Say that again.
First, sixth, and last four digits.
The last four digits of what?
First six digits and last four digits of the card.
Okay, my card is not. You're talking about my credit card, my debit card, right?
First six digits and last four digits of the card.
You want the first six digits?
The first six digits and last four digits of the card.
Of what card?
The first six digits and last four digits of the card that you're using.
That they took the money out of? Is that what you're saying?
The card that's being charged, I need the first six digits and the last four digits of it.
So you want my whole card number?
I need the first six and last four digits. Just the first six and the last four digits.
I think that's all of the digits. Let me get my card. Now, yesterday when I called, they had all of this, they had the information as far as...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure if I'm not hearing it right or what, but so I'm not right because I'm not getting anything.
Well, did you have my name? M-E-E-K-S?
Let me just try your name. Hold on.
Okay.
M-E-E-K-S. The last name?
Meeks.
That was the first name, right?
M-E-E-K-S is my last name. The first name is Doris.
Dio. All right,
Right.
Thank you. I gotcha. So why did I have trouble pulling it up? And for security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
5987 Mara Drive, Bedford Heights, Ohio, 44146.
Okay. And I was able to look at the account for evil training, and the account is canceled.
Yeah, they say it's canceled now, but they haven't returned my money.
Yeah, show me a refund as well. Let me look into the account.
Well, how much did they refund? $24.99?
I'm about to see. No. Yeah, it was like three charges.
And they were supposed to refund $74.97.
Which allowed me, one moment, let me see. Won't you allow me one moment, please?
Okay.
Won't you allow one moment, please?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm showing, okay, that's what I'm trying to see, because it's showing, I'm trying to make sure I got the date correct. Because this one, okay. Let's see. Okay, history. Okay, I'm trying to see. So they refunded it. They refunded it today. No, they refunded it yesterday.
$24.99.
Yes, it says 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, but they were supposed to refund $74.97.
No, it's not going to come back as one. It's going to come back different charges.
Say that again.
It's going to come back. It's not going to come back as $74. It's going to come back as $24.99.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes, ma'am.
So they are going to
charge. That's how I was charged. Uh-huh. That's how I was able to refund it.
Oh, I see. Yes, so ma'am. Each of those accounts. So if it doesn't come that way, then, or if I don't, is all of it coming in the, in 3 days?
Mm-hmm, 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Okay, so I will wait for that and see what happens. Thank you.
No problem. Is there anything else I can help you?
I think that's it.
All right.
Thank you.
Customer support. You have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye.